On one of these occasions, Bobby asked her if she'd forgotten what number she wanted to call. "Seems like I've forgotten a lot of things," she muttered. And then, "Mind your beeswax, Bobby-o." He might have noticed more and worried even more than he did. She was getting thin and had picked up the cigarette habit again after almost stopping for 2 years. If he hadn't had lots of stuff to occupy his own mind and time. The best thing was the adult library card, which seemed like a better gift, a more inspired gift each time he used it. Bobby felt there were a billion science fiction novels alone in the adult section that he wanted to read. Take Isaac Asimov, for instance. Under the name of Paul French, Mr. Asimov wrote science fiction novels for kids about a space pilot named Lucky Star, and they were pretty good. Under his own name, he'd written other novels, even better ones. At least three of them were about robots. Bobby loved robots. Robbie the Robot in Forbidden Planet was one of the all-time great movie characters, in his opinion, totally ripshit, and Mr. Asimov's were almost as good. Bobby thought he would be spending a lot of time with them in the summer ahead. Sully called this great writer Isaac Asimov, but of course Sully was almost totally ignorant about books. Going to school, he looked for the men in the yellow coats, or signs of them. Going to the library after school, he did the same. Because school and library were in opposite directions, Bobby felt he was covering a pretty good part of Harwich. He never expected to actually see any low men, of course. After supper, in the long light of evening, he would read the paper to Ted, either on the porch or in Ted's kitchen. Ted had followed Liz Garfield's advice and gotten a fan. And Bobby's mom no longer seemed concerned that Bobby should read to Mr. Bradigan out on the porch. Some of this was her growing preoccupation with her own adult matters, Bobby felt, but perhaps she was also coming to trust Ted a little more. Not that trust was the same as liking. Not that it had come easily, either. One night, while they were on the couch watching Wyatt Earp, his mom turned to Bobby almost fiercely and said, "Does he ever touch you?" Bobby understood what she was asking, but not why she was so wound up. "Well, sure," he said. "He claps me on the back sometimes, and once when I was reading the paper to him and screwed up some really long words 3 times in a row, he gave me a Dutch rub, but he doesn't roughhouse or anything. I don't think he's strong enough for stuff like that. Why?" "Never mind," she said. "He's fine, I guess. Got his head in the clouds, no question about it, but he doesn't seem like a..." She trailed off, watching the smoke from her cool cigarette rise in the living room air. It went up from the coal in a pale gray ribbon and then disappeared, making Bobby think of the way the characters in Mr. Simak's Ring Around the Sun followed the spiraling top into other worlds.